Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 25th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Arbor Day, and it offers a chance to give back to our planet. Consider planting a tree. It's rewarding to watch it grow. Reduce paper usage to combat deforestation. Seek sustainable brands and embrace composting and recycling. Finally, take a hike. It's a refreshing escape for everyone. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions for surfers. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, keeping the surface nice and smooth as the day begins. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Friday will be 4.5 feet at 8 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday features varied conditions, starting with clean 3 to 4 feet waves on Saturday morning, ideal for longboarders. However, afternoon choppy conditions emerge as winds shift to 10 mph. Sunday sees persistent choppy surf at 4 to 5 feet with fair conditions in the morning. By Monday, expect fair 4 to 7 feet waves, transitioning to choppy in the afternoon, but still manageable. This morning, it's patchy drizzle and it feels like 58 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early on, but it should clear up by late morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high near 59 with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies, a low around 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers on Saturday with partly sunny skies and a high near 60. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 54. Sunday brings more partly sunny skies and a high near 59. Monday will be mostly sunny, reaching a high near 61 with patchy fog at night. Tuesday also sees patchy fog in the morning, followed by mostly sunny skies and a high near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents in Los Angeles County are living near toxic gas, unaware of the dangers posed by methyl bromide, a pesticide used for fumigating imported produce. 5 facilities, including Global Pest Management, have released this hazardous chemical into the air for decades. Yet the South Coast Air Quality Management District has no plans for immediate monitoring or action. Despite community concerns, air quality officials stated that health risks will only trigger action if emissions exceed specific thresholds, leaving families like those in Compton questioning their safety as they breathe potentially harmful air. Now on to sports. In a stunning move during the 2025 NFL Draft, The Jacksonville Jaguars traded up from the fifth pick to select Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter with a second overall pick. The Cleveland Browns, who previously held that pick, opted for Michigan defensive tackle Mason Graham instead. Despite needing a quarterback, the Browns did not seem impressed by the available options, including next year's potential stars Arch Manning of Texas and Drew Aller from Penn State. Hunter, a dual threat as a receiver and cornerback, caught 96 passes last season and had a notable defensive presence, signaling an exciting future for the Jaguars. In local sports, the Padres are set for a showdown at Petco Park as they take on the Rays in Game 1 of a three-game series. Michael King, with a 3-0 record and a 2.57 ERA, will pitch for the Friars, who aim to extend their 12-2 home record. Opposing him is Shane Baz for Tampa Bay, holding a 2-0 record and a 3.0 ERA. Expect a battle in the comfortable 62-degree San Diego weather. In basketball, the Lakers face the Timberwolves at the Target Center tonight, with the series tied 1-1. Minnesota is favored by 1.5. Meanwhile, the Kings look to extend their series lead against the Oilers in Edmonton. Adrian Kempe, with 36 goals, leads LA, who are slight underdogs. In top news, Southwest Airlines is reducing its flight schedule and has stopped sharing long-term financial plans, citing a shaky economy and declining travel demand in the United States. The Dallas carrier announced it would not reaffirm its earnings guidance of $1.7 billion for 2025 and $3.8 billion for 2026. This move follows similar actions by other major U.S. airlines. In the first quarter, Southwest reported a net loss of $149 million, an improvement from last year. The airline is undergoing significant changes, including ending its free baggage policy and implementing assigned seating. In business news, Apple has removed the claim of "available now" from its Apple Intelligence page, following a recommendation from the National Advertising Division. The division suggested that Apple modify or discontinue the claim, which implied that features like priority notifications, Genmoji, Image Playground, and ChatGPT integration were available at the launch of the iPhone 16. While some features were indeed launched, others were added in subsequent updates. Apple acknowledged the findings and stated it has updated promotional materials to better communicate the status of its features. Additionally, it discontinued the more personal Siri video to align with these recommendations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week to about $94,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 44% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A remarkable breakthrough in memory technology has emerged from Fudan University, where researchers have developed a new experimental storage device called POX. This next-generation random-access memory can write data in just 400 picoseconds, achieving about 25 billion operations per second, making it 10,000 times faster than standard flash memory found in laptops. Unlike traditional memory types that lose data when power is cut, POX is non-volatile, retaining data without electricity. Utilizing two-dimensional graphene, it promises significant energy savings and the potential for instant-on devices. However, long-term performance data is still pending, leaving its practical application in question. And in entertainment news, in a thrilling new trailer for Fountain of Youth, John Krasinski stars as Luke, a clever art thief, who teams up with his sister Charlotte, portrayed by Natalie Portman. This action-adventure, directed by Guy Ritchie, will premiere on May 23rd on Apple TV+. The siblings embark on a quest to uncover the mystical spring behind the legendary Fountain of Youth, using clues hidden in paintings from six master artists of the 1600s. However, powerful adversaries, including the Catholic Church, threaten their pursuit of immortality. The film also features Eiza Gonzalez and Domhnall Gleeson, among others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Israeli psychologist and Nobel laureate, Daniel Kahneman. And he said, "It's a wonderful thing to be optimistic. It keeps you healthy and it keeps you resilient." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.